Now, the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon is only 16 days away and Dubai Eye 103.8 is an official media partner. This year, we are also running for a very worthy cause. Please do help us celebrate the five pillars of positivity, courage, determination, strength and personality as we remember the life of Rebecca Davidson, a dear friend of ours and colleague on the sports team here at Dubai Eye 103.8. On the 24th of January, the Run for Rebecca team will be running or walking the 10K as part of the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon. And if you know someone who has overcome personal or professional obstacles or shown great generosity in helping others and deserves cheering up or rewarding, we will honour the winner with the Run for Rebecca inspirational trophy, along with a two-night stay for two people at the Anantara Al Sahel Villa Resort on Sir Banias Island, including breakfast, a wildlife and nature drive, and return Rotana jet flights from Abu Dhabi. To submit your story, go to dubaieye103.8.com and help us remember Rebecca. Now, one man who is certainly a contender for this particular award is Alex Flynn, who will be back in Dubai later this month, continuing his staggering one-man, 1 million fundraising campaign. And he joins us live from France now on the line. Good evening, Alex. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us. So we go over to your website, alexflynn.co.uk, and the first thing we see is one man, 1 million. Tell us about the campaign.
Oh, the campaign came about because I got diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2008, and I just liked running and racing, and I thought, I've got to do something about this. And I went to do the Marathon de Sable and got taken out by viral infection of my heart. And I came back and I was talking to a friend, and I'd only raised, about £1,000 for a Parkinson's charity. And I said, I could do much more than this. He said, how much more? I said, how about £1 million? He said, how are you going to raise that? I said, well, my math works out that if I do 1 million metres and £1 a metre, that makes £1 million. He said, that's genius, mate, but it's only about 620 miles, and we run a bit. So I said, well, 10 times that amount. And then he chirped in, well, only the races should count then. And that was it. So I've almost done 10 million metres of racing in just over 4 years.
Wow, that's quite incredible. And obviously the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon has been a part of that, but you've also had ventures across transatlantic and trans-Europe.
Yeah, back in 2011, just after I first came to Dubai and ran the Dubai Marathon, which was fantastic, got a huge amount of support here in Dubai. I went to Rome, but I didn't go by the traditional route of taking a plane. I ran from London via Brussels and Paris to Rome itself. And then it's 2014. 2012, I became the first person to traverse 3,256 miles of America in 35 days. I cycled from Santa Monica to Mount Whitney, climbed the mountain, ran down the trail, ran 135-mile reverse Badwater, which is 135 miles across Death Valley, rode across the United States, kayaked 40 miles of Lake Erie, was hoping to kayak 250 miles of it, but the weather closed me down. So I cycled to Toronto, and then cycled to New York across the Catskills, ran down Broadway, and finished at the bottom of Broadway at the Battery. I was going to swim to the Statue of Liberty, but the U.S. Park Service said they'd arrest me for being a terrorist.
So you're running for the Cure Parkinson's charity for obvious reasons. The name suggests that the money is going towards exactly that, finding a cure. Where are we at? Is headway being made in the medical world to either cure Parkinson's or manage it, or is more research and ultimately funding still necessary?
There's always a need for funding and research. There's been fantastic steps and leaps forward over the last couple of years in relation to treatments and possible interventions that will make life a lot easier for people, so they don't suffer social embarrassment and alleviate their symptoms. But as for a cure, that's ongoing and that needs funding. And I think people would benefit around the world. Because, I mean, for example, everyone will be touched by Parkinson's at some time, whether or not they're a brother, sister, work colleague, friend. You guys have been touched by it today because you're speaking to me, I'm on the phone, but you've been touched by it. And that is something that's worldwide, and it needs attention and it needs funding.
When did you first realise you had the disease, and how since has it changed your life?
Oh, I was fitter than a butcher's dog. I was cycling 50 miles every day. I was doing 3 half marathons a week. I was doing gym on top of that. I was doing the odd marathon at the weekends, and I was holding down my job. And I'd ridden into work, and I sat down at my desk and picked up a coffee cup, and my hand shook. And I thought to myself, I'm probably overdoing it, aren't I? But it just kept coming back. And I think the first step is to recognize that there is a problem and be brave about it enough to actually take that step and get diagnosed. And the diagnosis spurred me into action. I mean, I was training for an ultra marathon at the time. It just made me so much more determined to try and nail that and do something positive. And that's what it's been like ever since.
Alex, people like Muhammad Ali, former Liverpool and Arsenal great Ray Kennedy, and Michael J. Fox, are known Parkinson's sufferers, or in the case of Ray Kennedy, known Parkinson's sufferers. How important is it to the movement that people like this appeal to people's sensibilities and get their message across out there, like you're doing now, just so that there's more awareness and that there can be more fun generation?
Yeah, I think awareness is absolutely integral to fun generation. I think it's important to educate people as well. And I think Michael J. Fox, I met him last year in April in New York. And he has done tremendously in relation to raising awareness and raising funds. I mean, they've donated over $250 million.
Wow.
Towards research. So fundamentally, for people in the public eye, or people generally, to stand up and say, I have this problem, this is what it is, it's not going to affect me right now, but it is going to be a problem later on, let's get together and work something out, let's get together and fundraise, let's get together and fund research. Because it's all well and good having focus groups and support networks, they have their place, but without research for a cure, well, that's what everybody really wants.
So, Alex, you're coming back to Dubai for the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon on the 24th of January. Some spectacular views in and around the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building. How's the training going, first and foremost, and have you earmarked a time that you'd like to get under?
Oh, my training has been terrible. I'd be the first to hold my hand up about it. I suffered from an injury back in October, and it's been plaguing me since. I've just got over it, so I'm looking towards a very quick build-up. But with regards to time, I'm not looking to set the world on fire. I want to enjoy it. It's the last marathon I'll be doing in 10 million meters. It's a fantastic city. The people have been wonderful to me over the last couple of years I've been there, and I think it's something to be savoured. It's a very special event for me, and I hope it is for everyone else who's going to be running it.
And just a final point to make, if people are inspired by your story, we've got alexflynn.co.uk, which is your website, but you've also got a book coming out.
Yeah, I've got a book about 10 million metres. It should be out in April through Rudling House. It basically chronicles everything that's happened, and it's quite an eye-opener.
Great stuff. Well, we look forward to reading it. And Alex, we can't wait to welcome you once again to Dubai. Good luck with the final training, and we'll see you on January the 24th.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks all.
Cheers.